More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This Friday, the new documentary Code Red, Diaries of Madness, will be premiering to audiences across the country. The film follows Idaho native Christy Code Red Nickel as she prepares to make her comeback in the world of competitive bodybuilding after nearly 20 years away from the stage. And she's joining us now to talk more about this exciting debut. Christy, nice to have you on the show.
This is wonderful. This is my favorite type of broadcasting is radio. So I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the fitness industry?
I was raised in the mountains of Northern Idaho. We were very poor. My dad was our sheriff and our local minister. And we were raised on a big farm and I grew up super poor. So when it was time for us to go to college, we had to earn our way through college. Well, the way I earned my way through nursing school was fighting as a pro fighter. And it was a ridiculous way to make a living, but I did it and I paid my way through school and I became one of the top three most dangerous females on the planet. So I competed in a bodybuilding competition over 20 years ago because it was always a dream of mine, but I didn't do very well. And all these decades, more than two decades later, I decided to do it again with all these adversities and all these things against me and injuries and my age and lots of stuff that told me I couldn't do it. And I decided to do it.
So I'm curious, where did the name Code Red come from?
That came from my fighting career. So since I was going through nursing school, code mm-hmm. for medicine and red, because at the time I had red hair and it just stuck and it was voted one of the best ring names in boxing history. So I've just kind of kept the whole Code Red thing going. Nobody really even knows my last name. It's always just Christy Code Red.
So for those folks who may not know much about the documentary or maybe you're hearing about it for the very first time, can you give us kind of a brief summary of what folks will see?
It is the ultimate comeback story. It is a story of resilience, of grit, of perseverance. Can I do it? You know, the biggest takeaway, you know, it's not a bodybuilding film. It's kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. the film, The Million Dollar Baby. It's not a boxing film. It's about life. It's about relationships. And that's what this is about. It has an element of bodybuilding in it, but it's so much more than that. It really showcases my background and what got me to the level I am. And then it really shows hit after hit after hit, how life just kept knocking me down and how I just kept coming up against so many obstacles that I had to overcome in order to see this through to the end. And I want people to walk away fired up from this film, which I know even it's my own film and I walk away fired up. And you're going to realize when you see me, can I pull this off? When you see me pull this off, you're going to be like, well, what the heck can I do? If she can do it, I can do it.
So what ultimately made you decide that you wanted to reenter this world of competitive bodybuilding? I mean, in particular, at this point in your life.
Right. At 46 years old, I had done so poorly when I did this over 20 years ago. I didn't know what I was doing. I just had a dream in my heart. I had, you know, back then we didn't have the internet like we have now. And I would see things in magazines I was too poor to actually buy the magazine. So I would go to Barnes and Noble and sit on the floor and just read through these bodybuilding magazines. And so I didn't really know what I was doing and I didn't get on stage looking right. And so I got laughed at and I was completely humiliated in front of people, you know, hundreds of people, a couple thousand mm-hmm. people. And I wanted to come back around and do this right. And so I wanted another shot at it. I knew I could do it better, but also I knew that it was going to be the hardest thing. I was looking for something hard to do because I'd let myself go. I wasn't maintaining the level of excellence that I had been maintaining for the past 25 years. I just let myself go. So by me doing something, the hardest thing I could think of, I already hiked the Grand Canyon. I already hiked the top of Mount Whitney. I've done hard things, but I was like, I didn't want to get back in the ring and fight because I already have a head injury. And so I'm like, what can I do? Well, the hardest thing I could think of was bodybuilding. And let me tell you, I almost bit off more than I could chew.
Well, I would think that you almost went from maybe being a teacher and almost being more of a student during this experience. Can you maybe talk a little bit about that? I mean, was that kind of how it felt?
100% how it felt. Here I am running a multi-million dollar company, one of the top biggest entrepreneurs in the state of Idaho, proud proud Idahoan. And here I run this weight loss company, and we're bringing the message of hope and healing to tens of thousands of people all over the world. So I am El Jefe in my space. And anybody that really is serious about weight loss, they come to me. So to be completely knocked down to the lowest of the low, to be human, I mean, it was humiliating. It was extremely humbling to have to start at rock bottom and really have to struggle through this whole process. It helped to re-energize, or to remind me of what my clients feel like when they have to come to me at rock bottom. I was below rock bottom. I had to reach up to touch the top. And it was really very, very, very humbling to go into something at the lowest that I could possibly be, a very low starting point.
So what kind of dedication goes into a journey like this? Because, you know, this is such high level, right? I mean, we're talking professional bodybuilding, and this is not something that everyone can or wants to do. But I mean, your background as a personal trainer, everything you have done, you know, some people might think, well, of course, I mean, this probably was pretty easy for her. I would think that at this level, this must have been quite the journey.
And you would be 100% right. Yeah, it seems like a natural progression. Like, oh yeah, that's no big deal. And I've been asked during this whole promotion period leading up to the launch of the film, I've been asked which one was harder, bodybuilding or boxing. By far, bodybuilding has been harder for me, because it is because you're looking at, it's not just how well you fight, which is fight. Boxing is just fighting. You just get in there and fight. But bodybuilding is so many different moving parts and different aspects. And you're looking at the striations, and how does this muscle look, and the separation of this, how does your skin look? How do you move? How do you move your hands? You're pointing your finger in this way. And the training is incredibly difficult and long, and it was a rinse and repeat every day. Now I was trying to accomplish something that nobody had done before in a record amount of time. And you guys will see that in the film, that my coach said to me, I need 12 months with you. And I said, we ain't got 12 months. We got 6 months. And he said, oh my gosh, Christy, have you lost your ever loving mind? And yes, I had. And so the dedication, yes. I don't suggest anybody listening to go do this. I mean, there are plenty of hard things you can do, and there are plenty of hard things you're already doing, but I had to pick this. I mean, what was I thinking? Oh my gosh. So the dedication was about 5 hours a day of training, especially towards the end. So it took everything I had to see this through to the end.
So before I let you go, Christy, what advice would you have for other people, in particular women of a similar, you know, maybe age or stage in their lives, who maybe haven't ever started a fitness journey, or maybe have, you know, have kind of let that go? Because I think it can be a hard thing to undertake, and it can be so overwhelming for so many people. But what is maybe just some simple advice you might have, you know, for women who are listening, thinking, you know what, I need to get my body moving again?
Our society is not set up to really foster this, a real healthy lifestyle. You know, you go into Home Depot to buy a doorknob, and you're faced with Baby Ruth right there while you're waiting in line. So the deck is stacked against us, and I know it's hard. I totally get it. But the reality is, you can do something. You don't have to be, I get people that tell me, I'm an all or nothing girl. You don't need to be an all or nothing girl. What you can do right now, listening to me right now, is reach over and fill up your water bottle and start drinking your water. And the second most simple, and I know it sounds so simple, oh, water. No, get yourself a gallon of water a day and drink it every day. It's going to come with a whole host of benefits. And the other thing is, stop scrolling through TikTok at night and turn your phone off a half hour early and get your sleep, and stop doing that whole mommy martyr attitude that it's a badge of honor that you're staying up late worrying about your kids. Shut it down, ladies. Shut down your household. Put up some boundaries and say, everybody here is getting our sleep. So just those two simple things, just starting right off, if you can master the sleep and the water, the rest is going to come much easier.
Oh, I love that. So I just so appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much.
I love this. Thank you.
We've been talking with Christy Code Red Nickel about her new documentary, Code Red: Diaries of Madness. It premieres this Friday, April 12th, on Apple TV and Amazon Prime. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.